Now let's take a look at the weather forecast here at willag.org. We're joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, thanks so much. I know producers are really interested, the trade as well, in this ridge that has been building out west and where it might end up. I suspect you've been watching it closely.
That is for sure here, Todd, and obviously that is the focus of attention in the marketplace right now. And certainly for the next 10 days, the ridge of high pressure will be aligned more so out across the western U.S., although during next week, we do see some gradual easing of that into the plains region. And beyond that time frame, there are some increasing signs in computer model guidance, as well as some other signals outside of guidance that we look at here, pointing towards that ridge basically, you know, oscillating between the Western Corn Belt and the Rockies. So we're going to see eastward progression here. And then over time, we feel down the road, we'll actually get more of a westward push again, or retraction of the ridge back out across the Western U.S. But this oscillation between the Western Corn Belt and Plains and the Northern Rockies, we think that that is going to be the main areas of ridging as we go through the next several weeks.
Do you have a timeline for the length of the cycle, or how long it takes to move from one place to the other and then back?
Well, at this time here, Todd, certainly what we're seeing with obviously the further west you are, specifically in the major corn producing states, at least the longer duration that you'd be involved with some of the heat associated with this ridge of high pressure. And so, you know, approximate would be about 5-6 days overall. And the further to the east, you'd be less than that. But that's obviously it's a more challenging question here, and the details are pretty tricky. But that's a good estimate at this time.
And then when it moves back and forth, do you end up with, and I'll use the colloquial term, but the ring of fire, where you get rains along the edge? Is that in play as well?
Yeah, with the ridge moving, that certainly opens the door for rain opportunities. It looks with over the next few weeks, the main rains look to be more so across the central and eastern Corn Belt versus the west. But one thing to keep an eye on closely as we go through this week is that the best opportunity for rain in the western belt, which needs it, Nebraska, Iowa, where rainfall has been below normal this month, there are opportunities coming up later on this week, and computer model guidance is showing a good rain event for that area. However, we note that it also projected better rainfall for this week, and so that doesn't appear to verify, or at least for the start of this week and actually the past several days. So that's one thing to keep in mind, and obviously if they miss out on this rain event, then their crop conditions will quickly go downhill.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for a Monday afternoon. Tune in each day at 2:06 for the report. You can always visit us online at willag.org and hear it anytime you'd like as well.